For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know a lot about golf.
Well, we're waiting.
And our music means it is time for us, we being those weekend golf guys. I am John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith, Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher.
It's raining again.
I know, man. It's ridiculous.
Okay,
We had fake spring last week, though.
We did.
It's fake getting better. Yeah.
Fake spring was a good time for, you know, a couple, 3 days.
Yeah.
Everybody was happy. Golf courses are packed, right?
Yeah.
I got to teach outside on the golf course again. It was fantastic.
It was. And then, 7 days later, we're getting freezing rain and maybe some snow showers.
Yeah. Because that's what it does here in the Midwest.
Happy almost April.
Yeah. That's right. Guess what? Don't forget where you live. It's still here. And it does this every year. There's this.
You think we'd get used to it and stop complaining, but no, we won't.
No. It's what we do here. You know what? I was down in Florida a little bit ago, last week.
Uh-huh.
And I got down there, and we taught a little golf, played a little golf, avoided the rain mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And had one day out of four that I was there was somewhere between unbelievably beautiful and perfect. Somewhere in between there.
Okay.
And, it was the picture perfect. It was exactly what the Chamber of Commerce puts out in all of their all their things about how beautiful Florida is.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I was on this golf course on the ocean. I mean, literally, the number two and number four tee boxes and the number three green were literally 30 yards from the beach. And it was amazing. Amazing.
Cool. Well, for those of us who can't get our butts to Florida or to any of the Southeast or Southwest places, our season is just beginning. And we are going to encourage you to prepare thyself for the season. Don't go off unprepared, because then you could hurt yourself. We mentioned that last week. We promised you a golf fitness expert, and by Jove, we got one.
You got one. It's like we know people in the industry or something.
It's like that, isn't it? Janice Thornton with JT Fitness and Golf will be our guest here on Those Weekend Golf Guys as soon as we come back, so hang up. Hi, it's John. I thought I had control, Ashton, and I don't. I thought I was in control of my retirement money. I got a 401k. You may have similar retirement plans. You know, the government controls it. They decide how much you can borrow, when you can borrow it, when you pay it back, how much the interest is, how much the penalty is if you can borrow it too soon or pay it back too late or wait too long. Even though it's your money, you are not in control. And the way these guys in Washington spend money, who knows how much you'll have to pay in taxes during a retirement that could last 30 years. Bank on yourself. I want you to remember that name. Bank on yourself. It's a better way to grow and protect your hard-earned money. This retirement plan alternative has never had a losing year and over 160 years. You will get guaranteed predictable growth in retirement income with no luck, skill, or guesswork required. Tax-free retirement income. You interested in that? You will know what your tax rate will be in retirement. Zero under current tax law, which protects you from the coming tax tsunami. And liquidity. You can get access to your money when you want it for any purpose with no questions asked, and even use it for purchases or opportunities without interrupting the growth of those dollars. Now, this is a strategy that businesses like McDonald's and Walt Disney used when no banker would lend them a dime, and almost anyone can do it. You can get a free report that details all of this and more, how adding Bank on Yourself to your financial plan can help you take back control of your money. Just go to bankonyourself.com/golf. That's bankonyourself.com/golf. And thanks for hanging and coming back. As I promised, we are those weekend golf guys. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. Janice Thornton from JT Fitness and Golf. Now, Janice, I'm going to have to explain something to you, okay?
Okay.
There are places in this country where you cannot play golf year-round. Okay, so, like, I'm sure you're not familiar with the concept of golf season, being out there in Scottsdale, Arizona, as you are. But, you know, well, where we are, you have to stay indoors for 2-3 months out of the year. You know what I'm saying?
Well, actually, I do understand because I grew up in Wisconsin. So I understand cold and all that crap that you guys have going on. I get it.
And
yes,
that and is why March she lives in Scottsdale right now. Together.
Yeah, I was going to say that. No wonder
exactly.
You escaped.
Exactly.
Yep. Get out
exactly.
And dodge.
Exactly.
You know, just as is it is as important not to jump out of your car and run to the first tee and expect to be able to perform up to 100% capacity.
Hey, come on. This is what golf pros do. Not professional golfers, though.
No.
It's the rest of us who work in the industry. We hang up the phone, we walk away from the counter, we get off the lesson tee or something, we go to the first tee. That's it.
But
the first four holes stink. I wonder why.
This could be a pattern forming there, guys. But those of us who do that on a regular basis without being a PGA golf professional have a tendency to hurt ourselves when we do that. And just as that would be the case for each individual round, I would imagine starting a golf season without preparing, Janice, would be just as stupid.
Exactly. And I wish I could just pop out of my car and go to the first tee like Jeff can and stripe one down the middle, I'm sure. However, some of us do need to warm up a bit and get our backs warmed up, my arms warmed up, shoulders, the whole thing. I am not able to pop up and just go stripe one down the middle. So, but yeah, it's definitely important that you make sure you do some kind of warm up before you get started. I actually wrote a blog post and have a video on some short exercises that you can do. So you can actually save strokes by doing a small warm-up before you actually get to the first tee. And you can get by with just doing a few stretches and going to the range and hitting for 5 minutes, 10 minutes even to get yourself going if you want to make it quick.
Oh, so, all right. So here we go. How about that dude on the senior tour, Miguel Angel Jimenez, right? Have you seen that routine he goes through?
Yes, where he rubs his knees and, you know.
Yeah, that guy's just a big bag of entertainment because he's doing it with a drink in his hand and a cigar in the other one. Like, we want to talk about the most hilarious picture that you're going to find of somebody loosening up before a round of golf. That's it right there.
Well, it is, and I'm not saying you can't have the drink or the cigar. I'm just saying,
all three of them at the same time. Like,
it's
okay.
So, see, he's not neglecting his warm up before he gets started. So that's
no, he is not
to you know, his workout.
That is, you know, I understand that he does that before every single round of golf. Like, you see him, and he's just doing his thing, and he's got this, I don't really care what you think, attitude, and he's having fun doing it, and his body's in good shape. I mean, this guy's, I don't know, he's probably John's age, in way better shape, though. But, you know, but he does that all the time, right?
But if you watch what he's doing, though, he's warming up his knees, he's warming up his hips, he's warming up his low back when he does that little crazy little exercise.
Yeah.
And that's what's really helping him get everything kind of get the juices flowing in the lower body area to get ready for that golf swing so he can go swing.
Hey,
as
guys,
crazy
game.
As it looks.
Guy's got plenty of game too, let me tell you. He can golf as well.
When you play as often as he does, that's all you need to do to warm up to get ready. But when you play maybe once a week max, or maybe once every 2 weeks or whatever, you have to be a lot more involved to keep your body from breaking, don't you? Or at least
think so.
when you're done.
You should. Well, you should. If you really want to reduce your risk of injury, going through even, like I said, 5 to 10 minutes of stretching before, like when you're on the range, there's simple exercises that you can do on the range with your golf club, with your driver in your hand, just to get the shoulders warmed up, get your back warmed up. I do not get endorsed by Orange Whip, but I love the Orange Whip to get to swing with, to get my body going, just because it just helps. Actually, it helps me pop my back when I swing with it. That's not going to happen in everybody, but it can. But also just in doing some just simple stretches and a foam roller. If you are not using a foam roller to recover with after your round of golf or even beforehand, it's really one of your best friends that you can actually use. Now, you're not going to use the foam roller at the golf course. I don't expect to see you on the driving range with your foam roller, but when you're at home watching golf on TV or watching Jeff give some video on YouTube,
You
know, that whole
on YouTube,
that whole notion of
get on your foam roller,
that whole notion of getting exercise after your round of golf. I think most of us have this picture in our head of what we're doing at the end of the round of golf. It usually involves working on a couple of joints at a time, wrist joint, elbow joints, right? Sitting there leaning on this big long piece of wood that's varnished on top, you know, just doing some 12-ounce curls.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's what a lot of people are doing.
So, Jeff, yes, you guys, yes, you can do that after your round. I'm talking about when you get home from the club, from the golf course, you're just at night watching TV or watching the Golf Channel or whatever. Then that's when you get out your foam roller and just do some rolling after, before you go to bed after your round.
I don't even have a foam roller. I feel left out.
Well, John, I'll send you a link so you can get one.
I got a couple of them laying around the house that have never been used.
That surprised me. Send it to me. It'll still never be used, probably. I don't know.
But just transfer it from you to me, or me to you. There you go.
I mean, you know, first, I have to learn how to practice, and now you want me to exercise too. I mean, come on, people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's why this guy does radio for a living, right? It's a sit-down job.
Yeah. First radio station I worked at that built a stand-up operation, it was like, oh, no, I'm going to get tired, man. Come on. Ridiculous. I there's a story that Janice, you may, I played golf last year with a 72-year-old gentleman who had braces on both of his knees, and he was walking with one crutch from the cart to wherever his ball was. He would get to there, he'd put the crutch down, pick his club up. He shot his age.
Wow.
I have no idea how you can do that. I mean, the man's body only worked halfway. And he was hitting 280-yard drives. I mean, he was playing from the senior tees, and he hit driver and pitching wedge on almost every hole.
It's amazing, isn't it? What golfers can pull off, right? Obviously, he had enough balance to deliver all the power that he had. And he had to have some pretty darn good hands to get the center of the club face.
Yeah.
Because realistically, if you've got a couple leg braces and you know that the big source of power in your golf swing is in your legs and your torso, and all of a sudden your legs are kind of, let's say, taken out of the picture, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of your body's got to be doing an awful lot of making up for that work. And you still got to hit it in the middle of the face. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it was like, you know, tell us how you do it or we'll never invite you back. But unless we have a scramble team to put together, you're at the top of the list now. But let's talk about power, and let's talk about the power centers and what we can do to improve those when we come right back with Janice Thornton, JT Fitness and Golf. She is our guest here on Those Weekend Golf Guys. Hang with us. We will be right back. Do you use golf for your business? Back 9 Advisory Board on Facebook. Go there. It's absolutely free. Join now. Well, by now you've probably heard all about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. You might even already be investing in them. But did you know that you could invest in cryptocurrencies through your retirement account? That's right. With iTrust Capital, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies from a crypto IRA and get all the same tax advantages as a traditional IRA. iTrust Capital allows you to invest in over 24 of the most popular cryptocurrencies. And unlike the stock market, you can buy and sell 24 hours a day. The iTrust Capital platform is easy to use, and it only takes a few minutes to create your account. Setting up an IRA is free, and iTrust fees are low. It's time to start taking control of your financial future with iTrust Capital. You can get all the tax benefits of a retirement account while investing in crypto. Visit iTrustCapital.com. Start investing today. That's iTrustCapital.com. Taxes and conditions may apply. Fees apply. Cryptocurrencies are a speculative investment with risk of loss. iTrust Capital, Inc. does not provide legal, investment, or tax advice. Consult with a qualified legal, investment, or tax professional.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, thanks for hanging. John Ashton here, Jeff Smith there, Janice Thornton from JT Fitness and Golf, way out yonder, as we say here in the South, in Scottsdale, Arizona. So how often do you get to play, Janice, on your own?
Usually 2 to 3 times a week.
Okay.
All right. Well, this over. We're done
thanks
now.
Thanks for joining us, Janice.
Playing more golf.
I was so hesitant to say that, but yeah. This is our, you know, it's winter. So it's winter here, and this is our busy season.
Yeah.
So I play a lot. I have mm-hmm. a lot of tournaments going on and all sorts mm-hmm. of great things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Right.
Okay, and so. they've got all those commercials they're filming at that one course on the next latest and greatest golf club that's going to save you 12 strokes. All those commercials they run about golf clubs on the Golf Channel, they shoot them on the same hole on the same golf course, Summer, because the mountain in the background is always the same.
You know what? I'm not even sure that they even use a golf course. I think that somehow, some way, some marketing agency has just bought and built one golf hole and a practice range.
So maybe just a video and a green screen.
And say, everybody who's got a golf product, you come here and shoot the video. And we got this for the background and you're there.
Janice Thornton is with JT. Janice is not with JT Fitness and Golf. Janice Thornton is JT Fitness and Golf. And you've got all kinds of TPI, CPT, NASM, all kinds of initials after your name that confuse people, but they're impressive. What do they all mean?
Okay, so I'm a certified personal trainer.
Okay.
The TPI is Titleist Performance Institute. So I have the level one and the fitness two. And then NASM is the National Academy of Sports Medicine.
Okay.
And I have a golf fitness certification through them as well. And I forgot to, and I should even add the ACE because that's my personal trainer is through. So, and I have a master's degree as well. I should add that.
She's got more letters in her other stuff than she's got in her name.
Okay, so this year, I want to make sure that I can hit the ball farther than 210 yards off the tee. What do I need to work on? My legs, my torso, my arms, what?
So you need a combination of things. And one is to make sure that you are working with someone like Jeff, because Jeff is going to teach you how to make solid contact with the ball, keep the club face exactly where it needs to be. What I'm going to help you with is helping you increase strength, balance, coordination, flexibility, mobility. And as we get older, we definitely lose strength and we lose our balance and flexibility. So you, in order to hit that ball farther, yes, we're going to work on a lot of glute strength. We're going to work on a lot of core strength. We're also going to work on balance so you can stay balanced through your shot. But I always tell people I love working with PGA teachers because they need to help teach you how to make that great contact with the ball. And then I can help on the strength training side of everything.
Yeah, this golf thing sounds like an awful lot of work, man.
It is for those of us who want to be good at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's that caveat again, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Janice, you said a couple things there that makes John slouch in his chair just a little bit more, right?
Sorry.
For you led off with, you got to work with somebody like me. And the first thing he did was he heard the word work come out of your mouth. It's like, okay, here you go again. Right?
I'm just being honest, though. I mean, well, if you want to eat your donuts, that's fine. But still, you can work with Jeff so he can make you hit the ball, make that contact better, get you into better positions. And then I can build the strength so that you can actually hold those positions and be able to fire through the ball, help you learn how to dissociate your upper body from your lower body. And because I do a lot of mobility training with clients, and and one of the biggest, or at least Jeff, I don't know if you find this, but people have a hard time separating their upper body from their lower body to be able to really make a good turn. And it's a lot of times people just can't get that feeling. And I help teach you how to get that feeling.
Also. Yeah, there's a lot of people who struggle with those kind of things. And, you know, it's an interesting conundrum that we go through, you as a fitness person and me as a golf professional, because there's this thing that people want, right, is better performance and more distance. And yet there's this other thing that people don't say, but they still want, is not to get hurt doing it. And we have this responsibility of trying to get them the most out of it without hurting their bodies. And that whole separation between the upper and the lower, something pays a big price. So I'm awfully careful with the people who do it violently and the people who do it frequently. And because they're the ones who are really going to pay a price. John, you don't do it violently and you don't do it frequently enough. So then Janice is what you just got to say applies to you. Let's see if we can get a little bit of separation between that upper and the lower body, right? For many of us, there's actually a physical distinction. We can tell which is which.
Where one ends and the other starts. I just want to be able to see my feet by the end of the season, man.
Mirrors, baby. Mirrors. Angle them down. That's all you got to do. Right? So that's the dilemma, right? Because Janice, as you know, everybody listens to this show. And they, you know, they're young, strong athletes, and they're females, and they're males, and they're younger kids, and they're older kids. So as we talk about the thing you just mentioned, because it is a big thing in power, is the separation between upper and lower. John, commonly referred to as the X factor and X factor stretch, right? Where you get so much of this versus the wishes of your lower body, then your lower body starts some more, and then there's even more of it. Well, there's a lot of people that struggle with that. Uh-huh. And a lot of people that struggle with that, Janice helps to get some so they can actually hit the ball farther. And then there's those people, like the young, the strong, the flexible. They don't have problems with that. They have problems with, you know, I tend to call them high school hips, where all of a sudden they're like all torqued up and those hips go and just rip around. And I look at that and I'm like, oh my God, if they do this for another 10 years, they might hit the ball really well. And then all of a sudden they'll be in traction.
Exactly.
Something pays the price, right? So, you know, I get there and I, you know, I see people like that. And the first thing I start talking about is I delve right into Janice's area and I say, we got to talk about some core strength and stability first, because if we don't do that, you're going to break. So I get,
and it's scary. Go ahead.
I get, you know, the young, the strong and the flexible, those are the ones that I worry about more so than the older people in terms of injury, because the older people have this built-in tendency to protect themselves and become immobile. But the younger people, they're out there going crazy. They're looking at it like, man, I'm bulletproof. I'm invincible. I can do anything. And the problem is that they try and they're going to pay a price in a decade. They might not feel,
but I want to help. But I want to help those people who want, who are more immobile, because being in my mid 50s, I've noticed that that's why I got more into the golf fitness side of things. I've been playing golf for 20 years, but noticed that my back just wasn't working as efficiently and I wasn't able to get as much of a turn. And that's why I started doing what I'm doing, because I want to be able to help myself, help others. So we do have more mobility, because we're going to hurt our backs though over time by just not really being able to move. So for example, I've just started a brand new client. She's 72, never done any kind of strength training before. And it's so fun watching her, because I know her golf game. And Jeff, you've seen this, where she just basically, it's all upper body. She hardly moves her, she has zero rotation in her swing. And she can hardly, she really has no hinge at the hips either. So I've been working with her 5 sessions already, and I can already get her to separate her upper body from her lower body. She's like, oh my gosh, I can actually turn. She can get into all these different positions now that she couldn't just 2 weeks ago. And she's working very hard to improve her strength, but it's because we're building this strength, building some flexibility for her and mobility for her, that we're going to be reducing injuries with her as well. Cause I want to keep, I'm greedy. I want to make as many people healthy as I can, so I have lots of people to play golf with when I get older. So I just want to make sure all my older people are good.
You know, there's interesting concepts that we go through in different parts of the body, right? We're always trying to protect the injured pieces. So we use other pieces that aren't injured to help do that. You know, like people with bad backs, and they come to me, and one of the questions that I have for them is, are you in any sort of physical training? Are you in any therapy? Are you doing anything for your body? And the answer 99% of the time is no. And so I said, are you willing to do any? And 99% of the time, the answer is, oh, of course I will, which I know is a lie, right?
Right.
But what I understand very quickly is when I go through, you know, some physical screens, I've done the TPI stuff, and I go through some physical screens to find out what their capabilities are. What am I working with, so to speak? I find that I have more bad backs than I have bad hips. Mm-hmm. So I wind up saying, okay, here's how we're going to protect your back, but yet gain you more flexibility. And they look at me and go, wait a minute, how am I going to do that? I'm like, we got 2 ball joints right here. And, you know, down here in these hip joints, we're going to use those. And he's like, when they look at me like, what are you talking about? I said, we're going to make you make sure your body gets to move and you get some more power, because they love that word. Right. And they're like, oh, tuned in now, more power. Right. And right. I'll get them to use their hip joints. And, you know, I'll get them to use those better. And the next thing you know, their swing got bigger, longer. They could gain more club head speed. They hit it more solid. Next thing you know, boom, they're playing golf. So we're using body parts, mm-hmm. and we're making them better, making them stronger somehow. Got to make it happen.
So what's happening now is listeners are saying, come on, people, stop teasing me. You're talking about giving more power, but you're not giving me any hints. You're talking about things I can do, but you're not being specific. And you're really ticking me off. So when we come back, what we are going to do is ask Miss Janice from JT Fitness and Golf for a couple of specific things that the older folk in the audience can do, because the young guys, we know you're fit. We don't care. But the older guys who haven't been moving much for the wintertime, what can we do to make sure we don't kill ourselves this season? We'll be right back. We are those Weekend Golf.
Are you listening to the Approach Shot podcast? If not, here's what you've been missing.
Mr. Dale Murphy, number 3.
I struck out my first time, my second time, and I struck out my third time. And Bruce Benedict came up to me, goes, Murph, just, you know, shake it off. Don't worry about it. Besides, that last pitch you swung at, if it hadn't have taken a bad hop, you'd have hit it.
Download an episode or two of the Approach Shot today and find us on the web at approachshot.net.
Your next golf trip deserves the Hall of Fame treatment. French Lick Resort is the only place that you can play courses by Hall of Fame designers Pete Dye and Donald Ross on the same property. Play both award-winning courses by booking the Hall of Fame package. Tee times are filling fast, so plan your trip today at FrenchLick.com. Pete Dye, Donald Ross, experience 2 championship courses at French Lick, FrenchLick.com. Must be 21 to enter the casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT or text INGAMB to 533-4.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Of course, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys. We would love it if you were to go there and like us, facebook.com/golfguys.
And thanks for coming back. I'm John Ashton. He's Jeff Smith, Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher. She is Janice Thornton from JT Fitness. She was out in Scottsdale, Arizona, and so she plays and works 12 months out of the year. We, however, for the most part, have been rather sedentary for the last 6 months, however many you want to count. So before we go out there and play golf this year, and we know that we want more power, what can we do at home in our spare time without getting up and going to Janice? And then when we get to the point where we say, I like this, I know I can get even better, then we can go online and work with Janice that way, because you don't have to be in Scottsdale to work with JT Fitness and Golf, do you?
No, you don't have to be in Scottsdale to work with me. My program is online and you can be anywhere in the world. And what I do is I have designed workouts specific for golf. And so for those of you who, the weekend warriors who like to sit on the couch, getting into strength training 3 times a week for 30 minutes, and everyone has 90 minutes a week in their week to do some kind of strength training, and then adding in some mobility training also is going to help power your game for sure. Things that you could, like I talked about earlier in the show, getting on that foam roller just to relieve tension in your legs, in your back, you'd be shocked at how well that foam roller actually works to get rid of knots that are in your body. That's going to improve your flexibility by being able to use that foam roller on a regular basis. You get rid of a lot of tension. There's a lot of stuff you can do in front of the TV, because I get it. You guys, you've been telling me you've been a couch potato for the last 4 months. So You can grab some weights and do some squats. You can do push-ups. You can do, core work, sit-ups, different kinds of ab exercises. Sitting on your couch, you can actually do all that stuff. You can sit on your couch, stand up, sit back down, go back up and down. Guess what? That's a squat. If you want to do the lazy man's version of a squat, there's so much that you can do. But with my program, everything, I keep you accountable. And that's when so Jeff, when you were saying people are like, yeah, I'll do it, and then they won't. Well, even though I'm online, I still keep everybody accountable for what they are doing, because I can see when you actually work out and when you don't work out. And guess what? You get text messages and phone calls from me to see what the heck is going on, because I want to make sure that you are getting done what needs to be getting done.
Well, is it like a live video or something, and you can see perspiration and jowls or something? Or what? How's that happen?
So actually I use an app that I have all the workouts housed. So I have how-to videos for every exercise. And if someone is a beginner, I take them through 10 personal one-on-one sessions via Zoom first. So that way we can make sure that you understand what you are supposed to be doing. But then, yeah, the app, you have to check into the app when you work out. At the end of the workout, you rate how hard the workout was. And that way, and instantly I get a notification when you finish. So that way I can see what's going on. So if you rate it really easy, I'm going to be like, hey, what's going on that this was so easy? Or if it was really hard, same kind of question, what happened today that it was so hard for the day? That way I can see what everyone is doing all the time.
There's one aspect to both what you and Jeff do that I've talked about many times. And this comes from people like me who are myriad. Okay. We are legion, as they say. It's guys don't like to sit in front of a guy like Jeff, because they go, no, I'm not a good enough golfer. I'll embarrass myself swinging this club in front of a PGA professional. I'm going to have to get better before I can take lessons. And people are the same way about going to a gym or working out. It's no, I'm in rotten shape. I've got to get in better shape before I go and try to get in good shape, because I'm embarrassing myself the way I am now. So how do you deal with that attitude?
I know how Jeff does it. He just slaps people
around. So for me, it's all about... For me, though, it's like I want to be able to really help someone get over that fear. Because what happens is when someone says, oh, I need to get in better shape before I can come see you, they're not going to go ahead and get in better shape anyway. No. They never get started. And I'm able to really help you get started with what's going on. There's nothing to be embarrassed about because there's always someone who can do something better than you anyway. There's plenty of people in fitness who can do things way better than I can. And I'm here just to modify anything for anybody. So again, my new client that I have that's 72 years old, you know, yes, we have modified a lot of things for her. At the same time, she's also learning already, like I said, in 4 or 5 sessions, how to do things the right way. And she's getting stronger by the day. And that's what people need to understand is you're going to get stronger right away. And that is great because it brings you positivity to you and it's going to make you just better immediately.
I like that. Immediately.
Jen, I like the fact that she said, hey, doing this is a squat.
I can do that.
You can get
off
the
if that's a lazy man's squat, out. Do it.
That's it. Look at that.
But do it, Jeff. Do it 15, 20 times in a row.
Look at that. John, did you hear that?
There they go.
I gave you an exercise routine.
There's always something that makes it negative. Yeah, I can do that, but 20 times in a row? I don't know.
John doesn't like making 22-foot putts in a row. He makes one. He goes, that's fine. I'll never have to putt this one again. Why should I do it some more? I'm going to make it.
You don't want to waste them all on the practice tee, man. You mean practice green?
Practice tee.
Practice green.
I was going to say, you can't even say practice tee. How'd you get that out of your mouth?
I worked on it for 4 years. Now I can say the word practice. One of these years I may actually do it. You never can tell. But now Jeff has schooled me well on actually being able to make that center face contact more often than not. We'll put it that way. I'm not going to say all the
good
time, but more often than not. I was playing in a pro-am tournament last summer, and I hit a drive, and I hit a wonderful drive, and I had no idea that Jeff was in a cart right behind when I did it. Because if he was there, I never would have hit it that well. But his response was, whoa, someone's been taking lessons.
And he said, we whipped around on a swivel going, I've heard that voice, and it's usually more sarcastic.
But it's always nice to be able to hit a drive like that straight down the middle in front of a golf pro.
What that was is that, Janice, we found out that, you know, Prince now starts making golf clubs. You know, the tennis racket company that was known for these gigantic heads? They started making
contact with those. Oh, yeah. Perfect. Okay, I might need some of those.
That's what that is. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no sarcasm from Mr. Jeff, however.
None.
Ever. Never. None. No. All right. Let's do the shameless self-promotion for you, Janice, here. And just specifically if somebody says, okay, I think this lady may be able to make me stronger. Where do they go and get in touch?
They can go to jtfitnessandgolf.com or you can reach out to Janice at jtfitnessandgolf.com that way also. But the best thing is just go to my website. There's a contact form at the bottom of my website that will come to me and we can schedule a time to get to talk. I do prefer that we talk on the phone first because let's make sure that we're a great fit for each other.
Sure.
Before you just get signed up. You know, I think it's the best thing to do. So we'll make sure we're on the same page of what your goals are.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had clients that you just couldn't help, people that wouldn't do what they needed to do or argued with you when you told them what they needed to do and stuff like that? That's got to be frustrating.
It is frustrating. And that's why I like to do the call first to make sure that we're on the same page because I don't want to waste your time and money and I don't want to waste anybody's time. Yeah. So it just, let's make sure we're a good fit.
Yeah, specifically yours too. Jeff does business basically the same way.
I do. I really like helping everybody, but I know very quickly, you know, when I first meet somebody, are they really going to do the thing that they need to do? And, you know, and I'll take them on and I'll tell them, hey, look, these are things that you're going to have to do. This is your homework. And if you don't do your homework, then, you know, it's going to be tough to get back on my schedule, you know, because I'm working with the committed. Not right. The ones who've been committed, yeah. John. Not the ones who've been committed. The ones who are committed to golf. Okay.
I understand the differentiation there, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
All right. Very cool. JTFitnessAndGolf.com. Janice Thornton. I know you've got a client waiting in the wings, so we appreciate you spending time with us here today on Those Weekend Golf Guys, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to you again sometime in the not too distant
future. I would love that. Well, thank you for having me on. I greatly appreciate it.
Totally our pleasure. Pleasure to meet you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, and come out to Scottsdale soon.
I would love it.
Yeah, maybe we could do that. We need to come up with an excuse so that, you know, at least we can make it a tax deduction, Jeff. Yeah.
John, there's no excuse needed. We're going to play golf. Talk about it while we're there. Just do a show out there.
We do a golf radio show, don't we?
And I'll come and we can maybe do some kind of mobility or stretching demo. And
that's it. Exactly. You can fix
me. Write-off. That's great.
You can fix me in 32 minutes.
I can't.
Live on the radio. Live on the radio.
Live on the radio.
It'll work well. Jen, it's great to meet you. And have a good time today, and good luck out there in the balmy Scottsdale. They have large bugs out in that desert, don't they? Do they ever come onto the golf courses?
I think those are called scorpions, John.
Scorpions and tarantulas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we have those, but they're not as bad as people think.
Okay. Have you ever seen one?
I promise. Oh, yeah, I've killed scorpions.
Okay. Well, that's one too many for me.
In the house or out of the house?
I've had a couple in the house. So I've had you just smash them really hard with a shoe, and you don't miss.
That's all. Yeah, right.
That's right.
That's right.
You miss what they'll tell all their friends.
Apparently, yeah. They're pretty quick and not very happy.
Correct. They are not very happy. So you definitely don't. You just make, yeah. You have good aim. That's okay. That's funny, though. You can kill them.
We're talking about small yet deadly, or at least uncomfortable and ugly animals or insects. Yeah. We're the guys who have played on golf courses where we've had to run out of the way of alligators. Okay. Large reptiles that can kill you. But we're afraid of bugs.
Well, and I don't like this. Well, the tarantulas, I'm sorry, I will run and scream. I don't like those. But the scorpions, I don't mind because they're not that big and you just kill them. You just squish them.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a big deal. Okay.
It's like the flying cockroaches in South Carolina, I guess.
See, I don't like that.
Palmetto bugs.
Palmetto bugs, yes. Yeah, palmetto bugs from the Palmetto State. When I moved to South Carolina, it was the first place I ever lived with a state bug. It was phenomenal. But great golf courses. Janice, again, thank you, ma'am. And we will talk to you
right here
on Those Weekend Golf Guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have current events affected the ability for you to pay your bills? Has your credit card debt overwhelmed you? Has your income decreased because you're working less, or have you lost your job? Credit Guard of America may be able to help you find a solution to this problem. We offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Guard of America is an A-plus rated nonprofit company that will work on your behalf. Credit Card of America is licensed in all 50 states and has counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Let us help you analyze and prioritize your debt. Negotiate with your creditors to reduce interest and payments. Set up one affordable monthly payment and provide ongoing education and support. Call now for a free no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-672-6925. That's 800-672-6925. 800-672-6925.
Why don't you follow us on Twitter? We are at WKND Golf Guys.
Thanks. We got a few moments left here. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. Janice has gone to teach her class. We kid. We make fun. But it's important that you don't hurt yourself, man. And you got to put the work in if you want to get serious about it.
You know, yeah, if you really want to improve, you know, if you don't improve the body, you're going to make it really hard on yourself. You're just going to make yourself mad. You're going to say, oh, the teachers don't know what they're talking about. And this bit of advice from my buddy was a piece of junk. And you're going to think about all that because you're not paying attention to the actual physical performance unit, you know, and that's tough.
Yeah. And then you get to the point where you say, you know, if I did a little bit of work when I'm 71, maybe I'll be able to shoot my age.
Yeah. I think that's important because to have the chance to go continue to play golf as you get older, you have to take care of your body so that you can be happy. Otherwise, you know, you're just going to sit on the couch and drink your drink and talk. And, you know, and the next thing you know, you're not in good shape and you're not going to play your best golf. And you're going to be miserable. And you're going to go, man, what? I thought retirement was supposed to be me playing good golf instead of bad golf.
Put into work. I mean, like, you know, who can stand up and sit down 20 times from their couch? Anybody. Or if you can't, start slow. Do it 5 today, 10 tomorrow, 15 the next day. And who knows, you'll be doing 20, 25 by next week.
Yeah.
And then there'll be no living with you.
That's true.
All right. Hey, we got an Instagram thing going on. John.thegolfguy. Go to Instagram. Follow me. We got some good stuff going on there. And
hey, got Jeff Smith Golf Instruction also on Instagram.
We're getting to you.
Okay. Jeez.
Jeff Smith Golf Instruction also on Instagram.
You know, if we're doing shameless self-promotion here, we probably ought to include the two of us.
GolfGuys.com, Facebook.com/GolfGuys, and Twitter, it's at WKND Golf Guys. But Jeff Smith Golf Instruction on Instagram doesn't follow John.thegolfguy on Instagram, so fix that.
Oh, I actually got to go to Instagram and do something now?
Like immediately.
Click a button?
Yes. It's really not all that hard, you know?
What was that again? John.thegolfguy?
John.thegolfguy.
Okay.
Yes.
It's on Instagram. It's,
yeah, on Instagram. Go there and then go play some golf.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.